what not to do, fixing, exposing, or moving too fast with brokenness? When chaplains begin noticing trauma, shame, addiction struggle, or hidden pain in someone's life, there is often a strong temptation to move too fast. That temptation usually comes from good intentions. You want to help. You want to say something useful. You do not want the person to suffer alone. But if you move too fast with brokenness, you can do real damage. So in this video, let's talk about what not to do. First, do not try to fix people. A chaplain is not called to become the repairman of every wounded soul. You are not the savior. You are not the total answer. And you are not responsible to solve in one conversation what may have taken years to build. When chaplains try to fix people, they often start talking too much, advising too quickly, or pushing for change before trust is formed. That usually makes the hurting person feel managed instead of cared for. Second, do not expose people. If someone trusts you with something painful, do not use it casually. Do not share it as a prayer request without permission. Do not hint about it in front of others. Do not bring it up publicly to push them toward honesty. Shame grows stronger when people feel exposed. Proverbs 11:13 says, "He who goes about as a talebearer reveals secrets, but he who is trustworthy in spirit keeps a thing hidden." Chaplains must be safe with painful disclosures. Third, do not move too fast. A writer may reveal one painful sentence and then pull back. Respect that. A spouse may hint at deep strain without being ready to tell the whole story. Respect that too. A man in recovery may be ashamed enough that even admitting struggle took immense courage. Do not crush that courage by demanding more than he can give in the moment. Healing often grows at the speed of trust, not at the speed of the chaplain's urgency. Fourth, do not become dramatic. Do not respond in ways that make the other person feel like their pain has now become a big ministry event. Avoid phrases like,
"Oh wow, that's serious."
"I knew something was wrong." "You really need help." "This explains a lot." Those responses may sound honest, but they often create more shame. Fifth, do not confuse chaplaincy with therapy. You can listen. You can pray. You can ask wise questions. You can encourage next steps. You can help someone move toward help, but you are not there to force disclosure, diagnose wounds, or do deep clinical work beyond your role. Role clarity protects both the chaplain and the hurting person. Sixth, do not use scripture like a weapon. The Bible is precious, but if you throw verses at someone in pain without timing, empathy, or permission, it can feel like spiritual pressure instead of spiritual care. A person drowning in shame does not need a verse used to pin them down. They need truth brought with gentleness. 2 Timothy 2:24-25 says, "The Lord's servant must not quarrel, but be gentle towards all, in gentleness correcting those who oppose him." Gentleness matters deeply when people are wounded. From the ministry sciences perspective, hidden struggle often includes fear, self-protection, emotional flooding, and distorted expectations shaped by past hurt. If a chaplain pushes too fast, the person may shut down, lash out, disappear, or tell you what you want to hear just to end the pressure. The Organic Humans Framework reminds us again that brokenness lives in whole, embodied souls. Trauma, shame, and addiction affect the body, emotions, memory, habits, relationships, and spiritual life together. That means patient care matters. Slow care matters. Respectful care matters. So what should a chaplain avoid? Do not fix. Do not expose. Do not rush. Do not dramatize. Do not overstep your role. Do not weaponize truth. Instead, become a calm, safe, trustworthy presence who knows how to move at the pace of wisdom. Sometimes the most helpful thing you can say is, "Thank you for telling me," or, "You do not have to carry this alone," or, "We do not have to solve everything right now." Brokenness does not need pressure. Brokenness needs wise care. And that is exactly where faithful chaplaincy can matter most.